It has long been thought that there's only one species of giraffe. However, a recent study of the animal's genes has concluded that there are, in actual fact, four different species. The discovery was made by Axel Janker and his team at the Senckenberg Society, Goethe University, who worked with the Giraffe Conservation Foundation to study giraffes from across Africa. Laura Brooks caught up with Axel to find out more.
There's very little research on giraffe. We're among the first to make genetic studies. Yeah, they have simply been overlooked by science, describing them originally as one species, and everybody was happy with that and stuck to it. And we, for the first time, looked much more closer at it and found these four different species.
I see. You'd think with them being the tallest mammal that they would be the ones doing the overlooking, but in fact, we've overlooked them, it seems.
That's absolutely right. It is surprising that so little research done on giraffe, which is an iconic species for Africa.
Yeah. What does a species mean to you? So when I was at school, I was told that a species is a group of animals that can interbreed. But I've since learned that actually the definition of species is a bit more subtle than that. So what does species mean to you in your research?
The definition is very similar to what you have learned. It's a group of animals that can interbreed in nature. And obviously, these four species of giraffe don't do it. We don't know the reason why, but we don't see gene flow between these species. These four species are genetically distinct. So something prevents them from interbreeding in nature. They can interbreed in captivities in zoos, and they do so, and they have viable and fertile offspring. But again, in nature, for some reason, they don't do it.
And you say that their genes are distinctly different. How different are they?
They're different enough to call them species, but if you want to have a comparison, they're as different as, for example, the genes between polar bear and brown bear.
Wow, well, that's quite surprising, isn't it? Because they look very similar, isn't that right?
That's right. They are not as distinct as polar and brown bear, where we immediately see we have different species here. But if you look closely, you see very distinct differences between the coat pattern. The reticulated giraffe has very straight lines around the brown fur ridges, while the Maasai giraffe, the lines of these brown spots is very jagged, and the spots are much more darker. And so there are more differences also between these different species if you know where to look.
And what do we know about how these different species came about? Is it simply that the different groups were geographically isolated from each other?
That's an excellent question. We don't know. And this is the exciting and fascinating part of the story, which we'll be studying now. We find them to be distinct, but we have no idea how they became extinct. It can be behavior, it can be geographic separations. There can be other things. We don't know.
Now, giraffes are endangered animals, aren't they? In terms of conservation, what are the implications of this discovery?
The implications are huge because giraffe has been seen as a single species. Now we have four species, and some of these species have only numbers of 5,000 or 8,000 individuals, and so they need to be protected. And now the Giraffe Conservation Foundation has the science to address African governments, to address conservation organizations, to convince them that giraffe needs to be protected.
So presumably they'll be looking at targeting conservation efforts at these four, as we now understand, distinct species.
Yeah, that's right.
That was Axel Janker, and the study was published in the journal Current Biology.
Next,